K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, I'm Sally.
Hi, Sally, what's up?
Hi, Sally.
Guys, I need your help. I had this really killer date, this really great guy. We had so much fun, but he hasn't called me back, and, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if he, you know, what happened, and I'd really like to go out with him again.
Give us some background.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, he asked me out. We went to the movies. We had a great time laughing and, you know, cutting up and stuff, and great goodnight kiss. Like, you know, melt my knees, kind of, amazing. So I was expecting a second date, and nothing. Like, nothing. Not a text, not a great meeting you, not anything.
Have you tried reaching out to him?
I sent him a text, and not a response. Like, totally blew me off.
Huh.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what I said.
Well, especially if you guys had a kiss and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. What's his name?
Bob.
Well, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll throw you on hold for a second here. We'll get Bob's phone number off the air. We will call him and find out what's going on for you, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Hi.
Okay. It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Sally, what movie did you see? Do you even remember?
You know what? I forgot the name of it.
She was so enthralled with Bob.
See, that means it was good. You really liked him.
Did he pay?
Yeah. He was a perfect gentleman, you know, he was so sweet and really charming, and just so bummed out about it.
I just don't get the kiss thing. Usually if you get a kiss at the end, that's a good sign, right?
I'm thinking.
All right, well, hold on a second here, Sal. Be real quiet. I'm going to dial the number here. We'll get him on the phone and find out what's happening, so hold on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi there. May we speak to Bob, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Bob. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
You busy?
No, not at all. No.
Well, good, Bob, because we'd like to take a couple seconds of your time, if you could do that. We want to talk to you about something. Is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, here's the deal. We got a phone call from somebody, and we understand that you went to the movies recently with somebody named Sally.
Yeah.
Well, Sally kind of reached out to us for some help. She said she thought everything went great. You know, you had a good time and had a little kiss at the end, and then she hasn't heard from you.
She just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a reason for that. And
Well, did you have a good time on the date, though? I mean, you went to a movie, right?
Yeah, we went to see a movie. I was actually set up. My friend told me to call her, and I called her, and we set the date up, and we met, and we had a drink before the movie, and it seemed like it was going great, and she's beautiful and funny, and there was never a lull in the conversation, and then we went to the movie.
Okay.
And, you know, it was fun. We had a good time for a while, and she got up to go to the bathroom, and I was kind of thirsty, so I grabbed her soda, and I took a drink of it, and it wasn't soda.
Well, was she drinking?
Was it alcohol?
What was it?
No. I actually threw up. I had to walk about 4 feet down so I wouldn't throw up near where we were sitting, but it was chewing tobacco.
Like,
she was dipping.
The spit?
A spit cup?
Yeah.
What?
I actually swallowed some of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah. I'm actually really getting sick even thinking of it right now. I mean, who does that?
I know a lot of people who dip, but, I mean, you drank it.
You didn't notice her spitting in the cup?
No, it was dark in the movie. You know, I wasn't really looking over. I thought she was just sipping out of soda, and I went and took it. Oh, man.
It must have been, like, the worst thing ever.
Oh.
I really thought I was going to die at that moment. And, you know, when she came back, I had to act like nothing was going on. And thank God it was dark because I kept gagging.
And you kissed her.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, oh, God, man, I'm getting sick just thinking about it.
Well, that's a way to get fairly close to somebody really quick.
Yes.
Well, there's a term called swapping spit, but I never thought it would be that.
Good point.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you drank my spit cup. What is wrong with you?
Hey.
Hey, hello. How are
yeah.
you?
There she
yeah,
is.
I did.
Oh,
you know.
Ew. That's like gross. Why would anyone do that?
Well, thought you didn't clue me in, and that's what you were doing over there. That's kind of a habit that you might want to share with somebody. And why would you do it on a first date?
Well, I mean, it's not a big deal. All my friends do that. I mean, it's like, you know, the thing we do, and, you know, nobody thinks anything of it, and I don't share that to TikTok with anybody. I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I can't believe you did that. I mean, who shares people's drinks? That's gross in and of itself.
I mean, who in their right mind would be spitting in a cup on a first date? You know, usually you're trying to impress your date, and you just leave it there.
At least she was getting it out there.
How was I supposed to know?
It's not a big deal. I mean, people dip all the time. Come on.
So let me get this right.
It's like baseball games.
Let me get this right. Sally, you're grossed out that because you thought he drank out of your soda?
Yes.
That's even better.
Wait, hold on. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
I get it a little bit. I have a drink phobia thing, too. So
you were afraid he was backwashing in your drink, which really wasn't your drink, but your spit cup.
That was a big cup of backwash is what that was.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, I brush my teeth when I get home for about an hour.
Okay. Well, you know.
I don't share my drinks with people. I'm sorry.
I hear you. I'm on her side. I believe it. I don't share my drink either.
Yeah, but I get where Bob's coming from here. You know, the last thing you expect is yes.
Oh,
wow.
I feel bad for you, man. That is gross.
Okay, so players to their corners here. This is the whole point of the second date where we offer to let you guys maybe try it again on us.
We'll send you out to dinner. We'll give you like cups that are marked with red tape.
Yeah.
So you know which one's the spit cup.
I think they both said no at the same time.
I think I'm going to pass on that. Yeah. I'm passing that one.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not.
Thanks anyway, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't know what had happened. If I had known, I would never have even bothered. Sorry.
I am in shock. I'm shocked. Wow.
Well, Bob, thanks for your time.
Yeah, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Sally, sorry.
Yeah, goodbye. Bye, Sally.
Bye. Bye.